Lord God, that you wake the church up, Father. God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. God, I know that you're able to do all things, Father. And right now, Lord God, I am beginning to decrease right now. And Father, asking that you will increase in the Holy Ghost, Lord. God, I'm praying, Lord God, that you will touch your people, Lord God, and that they will hear what you have to say tonight, Lord, and not what I have to say. Lord, I surrender to you. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, I can't do nothing of myself, Lord. I need you tonight, Lord. God, to talk to your people, Lord. God, in the name of Jesus, we pray. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen again. Let the church say amen again. Hallelujah. You know, I went fishing not too long ago. And I got the rod in my hand. And my line is way out there in the water. But as soon as the fish hit the line, I can tell, praise the Lord, that I'm getting a bite. Didn't have a quote, but I could see the line moving. I'm getting a bite because I was sensitive to the line. And many times we are not sensitive to the Spirit of the Lord and what the Lord is telling us in this last hour. He's talking to us, praise the Lord, but our ears are deep that we cannot hear what the Lord is saying to us. But he's talking to us. But when it comes down to natural things, praise the Lord, we are so easy, praise the Lord, to take care of those things, praise the Lord. But what about the things of the Spirit of God? The Bible said that God is a spirit. And we that worship God, we can't worship God in the flesh. We got to worship God in the spirit and in truth. God talked to us through the spirit. Not through our flesh, but through our spirit man. That's why the Bible says if any man be in Christ, he's a brand new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things are new. Praise the Lord. You don't walk the same. You don't go to the same place that you used to go to. You don't do the things that you used to do because God has delivered you from those things. The Apostle Paul began to say, if you go back to those things, the Apostle Paul said, it's just like a dog when he gets sick and he begins to throw up. And he walk away from what he throwed up. And then he say he go right back and begin to eat those same things back again. When you begin to go back and when you begin to look back, that was wrong with the children of Israel. They kept looking back into Egypt, praise the Lord, and begin to tell the man of God that he made a mistake for bringing them out there in the wilderness. Said we were better off in bondage in Egypt. And many times God will let you go through some stuff. He's not going to always come and get you. Get you out of the situation that you're in. God gonna let you go through it. Because when you go through that, when you learn something, when you have to go through something, your parent can tell you all day long about don't do this and don't do that. Praise the Lord. But when you go through it, then that when you learn, praise the Lord. Oh, I see what Bishop Marbury was talking about now. I see exactly what Bishop Marbury. Why? Because I'm walking in the footprint now, in the shoes now. See, when it come down to the sheep, it said that David, praise the Lord, was tending to the sheep. And one thing about the sheep, and you may not like me tonight, is the sheep got to be led. And whatever one sheep do, another sheep going to do it. If one sheep jump over this fence, then a whole bunch of other sheep going to come and jump over the fence. And if they tear the fence down, guess what? The last one's still going to jump because all the rest of them jump. It said that David was already tending to the sheep. And it's not an easy thing tending to the sheep. You don't hear, you may not like me tonight. You may not like me tonight, but I know I'm on what God wants me to say. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. See, when you tend to the sheep, it gonna take your time that you have with your honey. It's going to take your time that you have with your money. She's going to take your time. That's why he said, I have given you pastor out of my own heart. Praise the Lord. They're going to feed you with knowledge and understanding. It said that David was tending to the sheep. David was already tending to the sheep. God knows everything. He knew that David was already tending to the sheep. The man of God didn't know, but God already knew that David was tending to the sheep. And if you're any kind of man of God or woman of God, you should smell like sheep. Oh, you may not like me tonight. You may be, tell me to quit. I don't know. Looking at me, mind is strained tonight. But what about the things of God? What about the Holy Ghost? With the evidence of speaking in an unknown tongue, as God give you the uttering, praise the Lord. Huh? Hallelujah. What about that prayer? That ain't important to you. See, that was wrong right now. You got the wrong thing. Your mind is on the wrong thing. He says, seek first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness. And he said, I will, you know what he said? I add all things to you. I bless you coming in. I bless you going out. Praise the Lord. If you put me first. But many times, praise the Lord is not first on our list, and you may not like me tonight. He ain't the first on my list. God way down there to the bottom of my list. But we want so many things from the Lord. Well, in the Bible says, if I go in the prayer room and shut the door and pray to God, which sees in the spirit, praise the Lord, see secretly, he going to reward me openly. That's what God wants you to do, to go in that prayer room. That's what he wants you to do. He wants you to go in the prayer room. Because when you're in there, praise the Lord, then God going to show you something that you ain't going to like. He going to show you you. He going to show you you, praise the Lord. Yeah, God wants you to go in that prayer room and shut the door. And pray to God. And when you pray to him, then he's going to tell you something about yourself, praise the Lord, that you already know. But he's going to tell you about yourself, praise the Lord. Show you what you need to get rid of, praise the Lord. Say, you brought all this stuff in here, praise the Lord, to the altar, praise the Lord. And he began to go tell you, say, get rid of this and get rid of that, praise the Lord. I want to strip you, praise the Lord, out of everything, praise the Lord. Everything, I want to strip you. What God want to do, he want to strip somebody, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, too heavy, praise the Lord.
We are in hopes that you enjoyed our message today, and we're truly blessed. Each month, our ministry provides free food and clothing on the first and third Wednesday from 5 to 7 p.m. for all men, women, and children. For more information, please call 337-238-0314. Praise be to God for our founder and pastor, Annie Mulberry. Be blessed in Jesus' name until we meet again this same time next week. Thank you for tuning in to the radio ministry of the Church of Jesus Christ House of Prayer, located in Leesville, Louisiana, the place where the Spirit and anointing, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, abides in abundance. The Church of Jesus Christ House of Prayer is located at 1100 Nona Street, at the intersection of Nona and Barone. And now, to our bishop, with an anointed sermon already in progress, Bishop Tommy Morris.
Amen. Giving honor tonight to Christ Jesus. We thank God for the founder of this great organization. Amen. And the one that's been right by his side since day one. Our founder and co-founder of this organization, Bishop and Mother Marbury, we give him a hand clap of praise tonight, everybody. We thank them for standing. We thank you tonight, Lord God. We thank you for their children, dear God, for they have been there too. And I truly thank God, amen, for my family tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ. I thank God for each and every one of you. I truly thank our guest tonight is back out with us again tonight. Amen. We thank God for y'all being here again tonight with us. Amen. How many of you ready to hear the word tonight? Amen. Amen. We're going to give you what God gave me tonight. Amen. Then we're going to get out of your way. Amen. You may have your seats if you can. On your way to your seat, say, glory be to God. God, I love you. And God, I need you. Amen, amen. Now put your hand together right where you're sitting at tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ. He's worthy, amen, and worthy to be praised in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. I'm going to give you just what he gave me. Many times, amen, when you think of a cliff, you automatically think of what? A place, an edge, or something over and beyond, high rock, on the other side of high rock, or something to that extent. Amen. That's what you think about when you think of cliff. But there's another definition, amen, to cliff. I can remember, amen, in basic training long time ago. And one of the commands they taught us when they taught us how to march was, if you come into the edge of a cliff, there was one command that would be given to you to make you scatter. And that word was gas, 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 gas. If you hear the word gas, 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 that means get out of step, scatter, do whatever you got to do to get out of the way. Gas is chemical attack, or something that, you know, you need to protect the mask on for, amen. So that leads me to the definition of this word cliff tonight, amen, because that command was given because we was about to face some type of danger. So tonight, amen, as we talk about cliff, I want you to put it into this perspective, amen. A critical point or situation beyond which something bad or undesirable is about to happen. Let me read it again. A critical point. Which means, critical means it has to absolutely be paid attention to. A critical point or a situation, amen, beyond which something bad or undesirable is going to happen. Something bad or undesirable is going to happen. And if I had to, amen, choose a topic tonight, amen, for the message that God has given me to give you, it would simply be, amen, avoid the cliff. Avoid the cliff. Heavenly Father, most gracious God, we come before you right now, dear Jesus. Father, as a humble servant right now, Father God, to be used, dear God, that your word may be delivered to your people tonight. Father, as I stand here tonight, dear God, I'm a willing vessel, dear God, to be used by you and only by you, dear God, as I speak tonight, dear God. Father, I pray right now, dear God, that every word that proceeded out of my mouth be a word that you have given me to give to your people tonight, dear God. Father, we thank you, we magnify you, we give you honor tonight, dear God, glory. And Father, we give all the praise that's rightfully yours to you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, amen. Come on and give God a hand clap of praise. A critical point or situation beyond which something bad or undesirable is about to happen. In other words, tonight, amen, we're talking about troubles in your life that we can't avoid, amen. We're talking about, amen, sin that can be avoided tonight in your life. Let's go to the scriptures, amen. We'll be coming from two passages tonight. The first one will be coming from the book of James, amen, the first chapter, amen, the 12th through the 17th verse, amen. You go ahead and find that, and then flip back a couple of books, amen, to Matthew's, the 18th chapter, amen. And I'm gonna see what he give me out of Matthew's, amen. But we're gonna go to Matthew's, the 18th chapter. I think our focal point would be the 12th through the 14th, but I think he's gonna give me something else in that chapter, amen. James, the first chapter, starting with the 12th. We're going through, amen, the 17th verse. Read.
Amen. 12th verse. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation.
Blessed is the man that endureth temptation. In other words, when something comes to you that's not right, that's undesirable, that's a critical point in a situation you got to make a decision about. Come on.
For when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him.
That love him. God made us a promise. Amen. Come on.
Let no man say when he is tempted.
Let no man say that when he is tempted. Come on.
I am tempted of God.
I am tempted of God. Why?
For God cannot be tempted with evil.
God cannot be tempted with either and.
Neither tempteth he any man.
Neither does he tempt any man with anything evil. God do not tempt you to do anything, amen, that is wrong. He do not tempt you with evil. He do not tempt you with evil speak, amen, bad communication, amen. He do not tempt you with any of these things. Come on.
But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust.
Every man is tempted when?
He is drawn away of his own lust.
When he's drawn away by what he wants to do anyway. When they have it in their heart, what they're going to do anyway. Tonight, amen, we want to talk to you for a little while, amen, about avoiding the cliff. Avoiding the critical point or situation beyond which something bad or undesirable is about to happen. Every man is tempted when he's drawn away by his own lust. Come on.
And enticed.
Come on, what the 15th verse say?
Then when lust hath conceived.
When lust has conceived.
It bringeth forth sin.
It bringeth forth sin.
And sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death.
Bringeth forth death.
Do not err, my beloved brethren.
Do not make a mistake, my brethren. Come on.
Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above.
Everything that's good and perfect is from God. Come on.
And cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning.
Come on.
Of his own will begat he us with the word of truth.
Come on.
That we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures.
Yes.
Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear.
Let us be swift to hear.
Slow to speak.
Slow to speak.
Slow to wrath.
Good. That's good right there. Why the word say be a man swift to hear? In other words, hear quickly. Slow to speak. Think about the things you say. That's good for now. Think about the things, amen, that comes out of your mouth. Hear what the word of God is saying to us. Let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. What is wrath? Anger. The word of God says, amen, let no man say when he is tempted that I am tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempted he any man. Now here's what happens when it's taking place. Out of the blue, something triggers your attention. Something grabs your eye. Something causes you to focus on it. It could be a memory about something, amen. It could be a billboard that you see. It could be something that someone told you, or something that someone reminded you of, or something that you've seen before in your lifetime, or something that took place with you, amen, when you was a child, or something that didn't take place with you, amen, when you was a child. But the thing is, something triggers something in your mind that causes you, amen, to think about that memory all over again. In other words, something takes place, and that something that's taking place is called the hook. The hook is designed to grab you. Just like in fishing. You can't fish with just a piece of line by itself. You got to have a what? A hook. You got to have a hook, amen. So the thing that captures your eye, the thing that draws your attention, the thing that caused you to focus on it, just became the hook. But keep in mind, amen, that let no man say that when he is tempted of God. Because God cannot tempt you, and he will not tempt you, with anything that is a hook of evil. He will not tempt you with anything, amen, that will cause you to draw away from him, amen. He will not tempt you with things, amen, that's going to cause you, amen, to sin. He's not going to do that. He's not going to do it. So then the story begins. The things start playing, amen, in your mind. The trigger that took place, amen, just became a replay that's going on in your mind. And then every time this happens and every time this takes place, amen, you may be reminded, amen, of something that you haven't been able to conquer yet in life. And then you may say to yourself, here we go again. All over again. It's taking place again. But I come tonight to let you know and to tell you, amen, that God is able to keep you. He's able to bring you through every storm, every trial, every temptation, amen, that Satan tried to use against you, amen. God is able, amen. If we put our trust in him, believe in him with all our heart, and lean not to our own understanding, amen, God can see us through. Then when your story begins to play, amen, you find yourself trying to fight the situation. You're trying to find yourself to fight the situation. But how many know it's very hard to fight something that you just gave approval to be done.
Come on.
It's hard to fight something that you just allowed permission, you just gave permission to take place. It's hard for you to turn around and fight it. You have to condition your mind. You have to condition your mind that you're not going to be a part of something. You're not going to allow it to take you out. You're not going to allow it, amen, to be in control of your life. And the thing about it is, when this thing takes place, amen, this temptation we just got through talking about, when temptation hits, amen, the choice to actively do something wrong, that's what a temptation is. Yes. It's an opportunity to do something wrong. Come on, sir. It's an opportunity, amen, to do something wrong. And then something to say to you, amen, that you deserve this. It'll be all right. It's okay. They will understand. You will understand.
Come on, sir.
You haven't conquered this yet. It's okay. Just like the devil tempted them in the beginning.
Yes, sir.
God knows that if you eat of this tree, amen, you would know just as much as he knows. Something triggers, amen, and tell you that it's going to be okay. And then here we go again. All over again. Then what happens? The temptation is set into motion. Remember, we're talking about you don't have to fall off the cliff. We're talking about avoiding the situations that put you, amen, at a point where something bad is about to happen.
Yes, Lord.
And a lot of times, amen, you say to yourself, amen, something telling me not to do it. That's the spirit. Because the devil is not going to ever tell you not to do something that's wrong. So that little something is the word, the spirit of God telling you, your conscience, we say, is telling you not to do it. Amen. Some, and they always say, follow your first mind. Follow your conscience. Amen. Then the crime is set into motion. The sin is set into motion. Amen. There's an actual place and times, or perhaps even a person, amen, that can cause you, you might say, to fall into diverse temptations. Next, you try to resist the fact. And then that's the point where you reach, amen, that you can't fight sin you've given yourself permission to conduct. It's hard. You can do it, but your mind has to be conditioned. Your mind has to be conditioned. That is why, amen, we have to feed our spirit more than our flesh. We have to continue to feed our spirit more than our flesh. Because the more you feed your spirit, amen, the stronger you will become when those temptations come to you. You'll be able to resist. You'll be able to say, get thee behind me, Satan. You'll be able to stand on the word of God. You'll be able, amen, to go through that, amen, and be that even that much stronger. Amen. How many of you know, amen, that the devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy? He don't want you to avoid no cliff. And just as the illustration I gave you earlier, amen, my basic training, the drill sergeants was hard, tough, rough, rough. If you got out of step for anything, you subject to get restarted because you couldn't march. Matter of fact, we had a guy named Johnson, got restarted, couldn't march. The day we graduated, I seen him at the back of another formation, still trying to learn how to march. But it was all about structure until something bad was about to happen. They didn't allow you to fall into a situation that was becoming something bad. If you don't know anything else we're teaching you here, when you fall, you find yourself at the point of that cliff, you just yell gas and everybody out here know to scatter. Get away from this situation. And if we had a word, amen, in our lives today, amen, that every time we find ourselves tempted, that we could say, and it just scatters like that, I wish we had it. Because it definitely needs to be used. Because the devil's on a prowl like never before.
Yes, sir.
Well, I'll tell you what, he's always been on a prowl.
Yes.
But it seemed like, amen, he's just coming more and more to light and more things is taking place and more things are becoming more important than, amen, than God, amen, and his word and his way of life and how he commanded us to live. Everything around us is getting more and more important than that. And at the same time, more and more things is taking place around us. More and more things is just in the news and everything else. And if we don't be mindful, amen, of the cliff, we will fall off.
Amen, sir.
And the thing about falling off a cliff, if you think about a natural cliff, the bottom is way down there. And it's hard to climb back up.
Yes, Jesus.
It's hard to fall. It's hard to climb out of a valley that you've fallen off of a cliff. And the same thing when we continue to do the same things over and over, we continue to sin against God over and over. Now, of course, we repent. But we got to look at what's going to make us better.
Yes, sir.
What I need to do, amen, to make me stronger that I can resist this even the more.
Yes,
man, the 18th chapter of St. Matthew's, if you really study that and look at what God is saying to us in his word, it's really teaching us about how to conduct ourselves. It's telling us about conduct, amen. It's telling us how to conduct ourselves. Matter of fact, let's go to the first verse. Let's go to the first verse. Come on. First verse, read.
Matthew, the 18th chapter, beginning at the first verse.
Uh-huh.
At the same time came the disciples unto Jesus,
uh-huh,
saying,
mm-hmm,
who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?
Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? Come on.
And Jesus called a little child unto him,
uh-huh,
and set him in the midst of them,
uh-huh,
and said, verily I say unto you, except ye be converted and become as little children,
uh-huh,
ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven.
Uh-huh.
Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this